Many differences existed between the two earliest political parties in the United States, the Federalist Party and the Republican Party. For one thing, the Federalists favored a loose interpretation of the Constitution. Although the Constitution does not specifically mention a bank, for instance, the Federalists argued that the power to establish one is implied. The Republicans, on the other hand, believed in a strict interpretation of the Constitution. They felt that only in extreme circumstances could the government assume the power to establish a bank. A second, and perhaps more significant, difference between the two parties involved their attitudes toward the structure of government itself. The Federalists believed in a strong government serving the interests of the few. Conversely, the Republicans supported the concept of a weak central government with its powers distributed among the many. The difference resulted from the most fundamental dissimilarity between the parties. The rich, wise, and well-born were basically Federalists. They felt that the average citizen was incapable of governing intelligently, so the concentration of power was necessary. The Republicans, for their part, were the average citizens. Thus, it can be safely concluded that because the members of the two parties were very different in their background and philosophy, thus their attitudes toward specific activities of the government and the very nature of government were also different.
Multi-choice questions. Question 1. What is the passage mainly about? Question 2. What did the Federalists think of the Constitution? Question 3. What kind of government did the Republicans prefer? Question 4. What can be inferred about the Federalists? Question 5. What was the most fundamental difference between the two parties?